to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, Tallgrass Motors, and by First Baptist Church.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And spending a little bit of time this morning on a K1 Community Connection with the folks from Stormwalker Ranch. You say, where is that? We'll tell you about that in just a moment. You may have seen the signs. Dr. Carl Klein this morning, and also M.K. Kilburn joining me for a conversation. Director of Programs and Products, Dr. Carl Kloninger, thanks so much for coming in, sir.
Thank you, Charlie, for having us.
Well, always happy to talk with folks who have got something going on in the area, and I know one of the things we're going to be talking about is, you got something special coming up Tuesday. It's kind of getting close to Halloween. There may be a connection there.
Well, yes. We're having what we call the Fall Harvest Festival.
Yes.
It's a free activity, all free.
Okay.
Hard to believe,
no.
I know.
No, I think there are a lot of great things that are free or very low cost in our community, so it's not real tough to figure out.
Well, there are a whole bunch of things happening, and I think MK will probably want to chime in on this, but we have examples of a petting zoo, a bounce house, an inflatable obstacle course, an SPCA puppy love.
Mm-hmm.
Got the SPCA coming out.
That's great.
You guys are coming out.
Yes, we are.
Horse wagon rides and a jailed for charity at Fort Stormwalker activity.
Okay. So
those are some...
some of the things going on,
yeah.
And we are inviting the public to come out, particularly Tuesday,
yes.
to what's going on. Sounds like you've had this festival planned for quite some time. MK, what goes on at Stormwalker Ranch? I know we want to get people interested in Tuesday night, but I want to build a little bit of foundation first for what goes on.
Sure. Stormwalker Ranch, our motto there is helping horses help people. There are equine component and their human component. And so one of the primary things we do are professional riding lessons,
mm-hmm.
Both individual riding lessons or group riding lessons. And then we also have horse training. We have our executive director is a world-class horse trainer. I wouldn't even be able to do him justice in my description, but Garn Walker.
We'll leave it at that and say that he does outstanding things with people and horses. And if you want to find out more, come on out to Stormwalker.
That's right. So the idea here is our approach to our programs are a little different maybe than some other places. We're very involved in a sport called cowboy dressage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an approach wrapped up in the concept of soft feel. And it's a process of learning how to be in partnership with your horse. It's not a kicking, whipping, pulling.
If anyone who has seen dressage, and I don't claim to know a lot other than I've been around it some, it's my unprofessional definition would be communicate with the horse through small movements to be able to instruct the horse to move or go the way you want it to go. Is that a fair, unprofessional definition?
Well, it's a very accurate description, Charlie. In cowboy dressage, typically the horses are, as opposed to warm bloods and Hanoverians and larger striding horses that you see in dressage, cowboy dressage horses are more athletic. That may not be fair, but they have shorter strides,
mm-hmm.
paints, Appaloosas, quarter horses, and so forth. So the testing procedures on the court for cowboy dressage are highlighted by shorter steps, more intricate tests, and so forth and so on. So it's basically, I think the founders of Cowboy Dressage say that when dressage is your discipline, but you want to wear a cowboy hat, mm-hmm. cowboy dressage is for you.
That sounds like I like that idea.
Yeah.
And it is certainly, I think discipline is the proper word for it. If you watch it, you can see this is not something that, I guess it's the opposite of going fast. I don't know.
Well, it is, and your whole deal is trying to achieve that partnership with your horse so that your horse can actually read what you're trying to do. You're being a leader, and you're achieving this mysterious thing called soft feel.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well, that sounds like something that I think a lot of people, as they find out more, will be fascinated with and will want to get involved with.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was interrupting you a little bit on when you were talking about the activities that were going on.
Harvest Festival? Sure. Yeah, Harvest Festival is this Tuesday, mm-hmm. October 31st, from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. At the ranch, which we're located, and I'm sure we'll go over this later, but located at North Highway 75 at 4 Mile Road. Mm-hmm. Also, the post office calls that 1100 Road, but around here usually call it 4 Mile.
There are several roads around the area that have 3, 4, or maybe even more names, depending on how long you've lived here. So
exactly. So, when you come out, if you've ever been out to the ranch before, our public entrance is actually off of Highway 75. But in this case, because of all the folks coming out, the entrance will be right off of a 4 Mile Road, and there'll be signs, lit signs, out there for everybody to follow. And one of those big, wild air dancer guys marking the entrance, so you won't be able to miss it.
There you go. That'll catch your attention, if nothing else.
Absolutely.
And so, again, when people are headed out there Tuesday evening, enter right off of 4 Mile Road.
Yeah, you come from, Bartlesville, Dewey, north. You'll make a left on 1100 Road, and you right across the railroad tracks, you won't be able to miss the entrance. If you do miss the entrance, your eyes are closed, and you probably shouldn't be driving.
So. I will second that idea. First of all, it's just going to be too hard not to miss, I think, because of the big waving eye guy, getting out there.
I can just give everybody a hint here. Be careful going over those railroad tracks.
Yes.
They're kind of iffy.
Okay. And by that, you mean take it nice and slowly, and your suspension will thank you for it.
Right, and as soon as you go across the tracks, our entrance is a right turn right on and in. We have big fields for parking, and we've got a lot of great activities planned for smaller kids all the way up. Dr. Carl mentioned some of the highlights. We've got some big inflatables, big to small inflatables. One of the things that our staff is particularly looking forward to is what we're calling the pony hop races.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, heralding back to the days of the... hippity hop, isn't that what they call that?
Those
inflatable balls with a ring on top that looks kind of like a baby rattle that we'd bounce around on as kids. Imagine an inflatable horse head on that instead of a ring, and you've got a pony hop. So I think we may have to try those out a little earlier in the afternoon just to make sure they work, don't you think, Dr.?
I think they should all be safety tested by ranch personnel.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And maybe some of the radio people might have to get involved too. I'm not sure.
We have a full stable of inflatable horses to come out and try.
Okay, well, I hope by now I can graduate from stick horses on up to the inflatables. That'll be good.
Well, we may have to put you through a safety test. It's a big transition from that stick to the inflatable bounce horse. So.
Yeah, I think you're right. Doctor?
A couple of other cool things that we're going to do. We have some horse wagon rides, and I mentioned we're going to do a charity fundraising event called Jailed for Charity at Fort Stormwalker. We've got face painting, a family photo booth, which you, at free, mm-hmm. get your photo taken and get a picture. We have a costume contest, which will be a lot of fun, and we have a cakewalk going on. And Matthew, do you want to mention a little bit about our entertainment?
Yeah, just in a general sense, we do have a live entertainment stage. We'll be having some local artists come out and sing and perform.
Okay.
We're still finalizing some of those details since we have a good 5 days before the event.
Plenty of time. Yeah. Well, I also know some of the performers that at least could be on your list, and I know that sometimes their schedules are fluid depending on an outdoor venue or two, so I can see how that might be, you know, right up to the last minute.
Right. So we have, you know, we have a Chuck Wagon chili, hot dogs. We have kettle corn. We have, as Dr. Carl mentioned, the hay rides. We've got the pony hop races. We've got the inflatables. And then we've got a whole big section of games and activities for kids of all ages.
Are we crazy? All this is free?
Yes, it's free.
I think it's
what?
And it's something that the entire family can enjoy, whether it's the 3-year-old or 83, you know.
Absolutely. You know, we did this for the first time last year. Mm-hmm. And we didn't start quite as early last year, and we had quite a sizable turnout, probably close to 700 people showed up last year. We're expecting probably double that this year. We have plenty of room and plenty of activities and plenty of food and plenty of fun. Some of the games that we're doing out, we have a hay bale maze, pumpkin ring toss, pin the tail on the horse. That's not a real horse, and it's also not an inflatable horse.
Okay.
Beanbag toss, pumpkin bowling, flip a frog, which is some of our staff's personal favorites.
Okay.
Giant Jenga, Yard Yahtzee, Tic-Tac-Toe, Checkers. All of these games are made with, you play most of these with pumpkins, which makes it extra fun. It's just, we have stuff just going on all over the place. And so, you know, if you want to go over and have a family photo taken, we have a nice decorated hay bale background where you can have your family photo taken. And we're also going to have a photo wall where you can stick your face through the hole and do your own selfies. All the way through, you know, the great food and fun. There's music. The cakewalk activity is something Dr. Carl has run in the past. I'm not going to pigeonhole you into having to run it again there, but I think you are. You know,
he's not complaining yet.
Yeah, cakes, cakes and pies go flying out of there figuratively. You know, all through the event.
We'll be doing 12 sessions of cakewalks, either cakes or pies or cookies, whatever shows up. So it'll be a lot of fun. Typical cakewalk, walk around the circle, land on a number, and then we draw the winner, and a lot of fun.
Okay, sounds great. We will wrap up this time with the folks from Stormwalker Ranch when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
K1 Community Connection, spending a little bit of time more with Dr. Carl Cloninger and M.K. Kilburn, talking about the events Tuesday night at the Stormwalker Ranch. We've got one more topic that we need to talk a little bit about. Dr. Cloninger, why don't you start me off?
Well, this year, in 2018, we're going to initiate our residential summer camp program that we're going to, what are we calling it? The Stormwalker Ranch Equestrian Adventure Camp.
Sounds like fun.
It is. Going to be a lot of fun. A four-night, overnight experience, residential camp with three meals a day, equestrian instruction, and then a whole ton of other activities.
And so we get the instruction with the camp or with the ranch staff. I mean, it's the same people that would be teaching the courses, but everything from fun to safety to probably a lot of other things going on that I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the a number of us on staff actually have professional camping backgrounds to one degree or another. One of the ranch owners, Phil
Most
Scott.
Of mine's with the military, but that's okay.
Little, you know, it will be rustic, maybe not quite that rustic. But, you know, the idea is to create a program that is both fun and educational. We've really expanded our instructor base this year. Mm-hmm. We brought in some real high-end instructors that are teaching out of the ranch, as well as our great local instructors. And that program is being fashioned in a four-day, you know, packed into a four-day overnight camp. You know, but it's not, you know, it's everything about learning about the horses as well as riding, as well as how to take care of them, how to interact with them safely. Mm-hmm. And we're breaking it up. The groups will be broken up to those who are newer and those who are more experienced, so that you don't always, you can actually instruct them to their level. We expect that we'll have a fair amount of new riders coming in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to start with things like safety and getting comfortable around the horse and that sort of thing.
Regardless of any topic, I think safety is among the first things you always talk about.
Absolutely, yeah. And we have some pretty strict safety protocols that we have in place. Mm-hmm. You know, riders always wear helmets. They wear, you know...
Closed-toed shoes.
You know, steel-toed even. Sure. You know, protection. Not that we've had any issues that way, but it just...
Which is why you covered the safety, because you haven't had any issues. How does somebody get signed up?
Well, as for all of these things, including Tuesday's Harvest Festival, you'll want to go to stormwalker.com. So it'll get has all the information there. So far as camp for next summer mm-hmm. 2018, we haven't started registration yet. That'll probably open up probably right after the first of the year. But we do have an email list that you can sign up for, so you can get notified. So great. Stormwalker.com, that's out there on that internet thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So pull that up. Like I said, you know, you can get directions to Tuesday night's event, as well as information on the ranch, the riding programs, the horsemanship programs, as well as Camp Stormwalker Ranch.
What time does everything get started Tuesday night?
3:30. So pretty much right after school for kids, and we run till 7:30. We have a we've gotten some big lights from the city of Dewey, mm-hmm. So we'll be well lit even on into the dark, because we all know it's getting darker a lot earlier these evenings.
You'll have fun Tuesday night, Stormwalker Ranch. News on the way next.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Maybe a budget breakthrough at the Capitol.